The past months have been tense between UNC faculty and policymakers. Faculty were upset when the Board of Trustees called for creating the School of Civic Life and Leadership, when the Board of Governors prohibited UNC from asking job applicants or prospective students about diversity, and when some state legislators proposed eliminating tenure. Mimi Chapman is chair of the faculty, but her three-year term ends in June. She's here with us today. Professor Chapman, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here.
Now, your term as faculty chair is coming to an end after what's been a tense few months between faculty, UNC system officials, and even the legislature. Is that a fair interpretation?
Yes, and I had certainly started the semester thinking it would be a quieter time. We will make a smooth transition, but it has been extremely challenging too. It began with the resolution that the trustees put forward about the School of Civic Life and Leadership, a school, of course, about which the faculty writ large knew nothing about. So, you know, that, as you know, threw everyone into turmoil. Students had questions, faculty had questions. And then these other issues have compounded that. You know, now we have a series of actions by the legislature, now raising questions about research, also raising questions about tenure and accreditation. So there's been a lot coming at not only the UNC Chapel Hill faculty, but really faculty across the UNC system.
And so given some of these tensions between what I believe you've called like academic freedom and shared governance, with Beth Morocco acting as the chair-elect and officially taking office in July, what's she going to be faced with?
Well, in some ways that depends. I mean, some of these questions seem to be settling down in some ways. The other questions that are coming from the legislature, I think maybe will be ongoing. Some of them, you know, with these bills, you of course never know where bills are going to go. Sometimes bills are introduced, they go nowhere. So I think that's something that's going to play out over the next 2 months. And it's unclear where she'll be. I think for the time being, it remains part of my remit to keep putting the voice of the faculty forward. And my hope is that will allow her to begin with not so much controversy.
You took office in the spring of 2020, the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. I want to read a statement you put out at that time. It said this: "Although our university has been through challenging times before, it is hard to imagine a time in which honest dialogue, good information, and constant communication were more important than they are now." Those lines you said about honest dialogue, constant communication, it seems, well, though in a different context, that still could hold some relevance now, does it?
It does. But I think the issues that we are grappling with now, I think there's more reluctance for that kind of communication to actually happen. I don't feel like we are having the kinds of transparent, thorough conversations that we were able to prompt as faculty governance during the pandemic. That said, I'm ever hopeful for this university. UNC Chapel Hill in particular, and the UNC system has been a huge economic driver for this state for generations.
All right. Well, Mimi Chapman, the outgoing chair of the UNC faculty, thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks so much for having me.